Does God need our help? Absolutely. And here's what I mean. God told me in 2020 to write a book, and he gave me exact instructions or exact idea on what to do. And I have multiple choices. I can argue with God and say, God, nobody really knows me, so why would I spend or even waste a year or 2 years writing a book and doing all that and then sell 5 books? Or I could just put it on the shelf and like when I'm older, when I'm, you know, 40, 50, 60, when I have time, I'll write it then. Or I could just write it. I could just get people together, start asking questions, ask how people did it, ask how this guy did it, ask for people to pray for me and so on. And many, many other choices that we could do. You, for example, God told you, put it on your heart to start a school. You move to Florida and private schools are going up and so on. And you see the circumstances are good, but you're holding back or you're going all the way. You're doing it quickly. You're right away and you're up and running. Or for example, a company. God told me to start, not really told me, kind of, he led me into meeting a guy that through him and with him, I started a construction company and things are just going and going and going. And again, I have many choices what I can do. How do we help God? We help him by fulfilling the plan that he has in our life. And here's what I mean. If God told me to write a book, it means he has a plan for me to write a book. And it could take me 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. Or it could take me 6 weeks. I don't know if you knew, but The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo, it was written by something like in 2 or 3 months, he just locked himself up in a room and wrote it in that. And it's a masterpiece. There was pressure and all that. Imagine just a few months, such a book could be written. Obviously, there is a lot of things that happened in his life and he collected the information and so on. But the possibility is, or the reality is, you could answer God's call quickly. And this is how we help him. Where am I getting this idea? I was recently reading Deuteronomy, right? And this idea struck me. God wanted to create a nation out of which a savior of the whole world will come, Jesus. And what he does is he calls one man, and that's Abraham's father, and he says, get out of Ur, that's the city where they lived. It was Babylon area. Get out of there and go into this land that I'm giving you as a promise, and I will make a nation out of you in there. And the father, he gets out, but midway he stops. But God doesn't give up. And God knows that it's going to take time. God has a plan. He has a nation in view. He has Jesus coming through that nation in view. So he works with Abraham. He works on his heart. And eventually Abraham keeps going. And Abraham has his own flavor of how he will live, how he will fulfill his part of the assignment or the idea that God has. And he's a businessman. So he becomes a businessman. He grows in that sense. And God gives him a promise and, you know, we know the story. And then he goes, there is famine and he goes to Egypt and there is problems happen, this and that. But God has an idea. God has a goal. And then, you know, Abraham, he has his son. And then Isaac has his son and Jacob has his son. And then, or sons. And then Joseph happens. And it's interesting. Maybe Abraham's dad didn't fulfill things as quickly as God planned it or wanted it to be. God knows everything. There is no question. But it could happen quicker, could happen longer. And God doesn't, he knows ahead. He knows what's going to happen. You know, that whole story of the timing and all that, that's a separate conversation. But God works. God works. Regardless of him knowing the future, he works with us because I don't know the future. I need to have circumstances that will compel me to do something, to write a book, to open a business. Why would I open a business if I don't have lack? Or if I don't need to. One guy, John Bevere, told the story. He said they were playing golf and the guy says, I have a $10 million company. I can just relax. You know, I'm in my 50s and I'm filling in some details. And I can be done. I could just enjoy my life to the end of night. But God said, John said, is that all that God wants you to do? And eventually that businessman, he started growing his business for God. to help God's kingdom, to help people living there. Because in the business, you are in a sense a pastor. You know, the vendors and clients and subcontractors and all the people that you work with, they are in some sense members of your church that you help, that you teach, that you show the Bible to them, you show the Christian life to them, how God works, you know, the honesty and so on. That guy, he was compelled to build a bigger business by John Bevere's saying something to him. God makes these circumstances. And for example, in my case, I am building a company, but I am building it because I need the money. And at some point, it may not be about the money, but this is mindset. It has to change. God has to put these circumstances together. For somebody, at first, they work like crazy because they need the money. They need to support the family, or they have the drive for, you know, some other drive, like the social network, the Facebook. It was, you know, according to the movie, it was opened because of a guy, you know, he got dumped and he wanted to prove to people something. So that could be the driving factor, and later something else. But God creates these driving factors in your life and in mine. So if he wants me to write a book, there are multiple things that could happen. I could, obeying God, start working on the book. Or I could wait for God to bring the circumstances that will make me write a book. And I don't necessarily mean I'm going to get in the car accident and all this other stuff that people, you know, the fear. Sometimes fear works, but God is not all about fear. So sometimes he'll bring the right person, the inspiration. Some people, you know, there's a phrase, show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you'll be in 10 years. So God starts bringing you people that are book writers. And then you kind of get surrounded. This one wrote a book. This one wrote a book. I should write a book. And then you remember God told you to write it 5 years ago. Do you see what I mean? So God works in all these ways, but he has a goal to achieve something through our life that he may or may not have revealed to us. And then he is working it because we have our will. We have our sovereignty that we can give to God or we don't give to God. And you know, it's interesting that God loved David. He loved his heart, and David was after God's heart because David would fulfill what God wanted him to fulfill quickly, without questioning, without arguing, without, he would just do it. And he would do it exactly. Read Acts. It says that he will do my will exactly as I would have it. That is the response that God is looking for us, from us. And that is us helping God. So going back to Israel, nation of Israel, God has a goal to have this nation that through it, people will see, the world will see God, will see Jesus, will see salvation, will see an exemplary life and so on. But he has to work. And then Joseph happens. And with Joseph, things moved quickly. I don't know. He had the dream and then he had this heart where he would just do the right thing at the right time. And he just climbed the ladder to become the Pharaoh's second. But then, you know, 400 years pass and so on. And Moses come along. And when God puts it into his heart that these are your people, it says that Moses left the riches of Egypt to be with his people because he knew the reward. So he saw something. Maybe God spoke into his heart. Maybe he saw something. But he did it he started doing it with his own hands. And I've done it. You've done it. And what had to happen is God had to remove him for 40 years and to change his character, change his... Moses literally went through the desert for 40 years so he later could lead people, 2 million people, according to some calculations, for 40 years through the desert. Moses went for 40 years through the desert so he could lead very many people through the desert for 40 years. That is a massive change that happened in Moses' life. So God had to work with him. Moses wasn't ready at the very beginning. Moses thought that he will do it in his strength, so he killed an Egyptian. But God had a different plan. He needed to shape him and so on. And God knew that Moses, in that state, he would not lead the people with patience and kindness and being the meekest person or the, you know, the most humble person on earth, as the Bible says. So that, you could say, delayed the plan. But God knows. But it's also delayed because Moses wasn't ready. And then when people got out, Right away. I mean, we read the first few weeks. It takes 11 days to go from, you know, to their destination. But they saw the land. They were, you know, we look like grasshoppers in my eyes, and we look the same way in our eyes and so on. So God had to change that. But when Moses, he changed it with these people, he saw that they won't change because they were slaves. To give to slaves a country, that could be dangerous. In Proverbs, it says so, that it's a very terrible thing when a slave becomes the king. So there is a chance that God understood, you know, God knows this, but God sees that, okay, this whole generation or two generations, they need to die out, and their kids that grew up in a desert, seeing God's hand day after day, they are the ones that should inherit the land. And that things are delayed. So God is working with this nation, and could they have sped things up? If they had the right mindset, they could have been in the promised land within 11 days or a couple of weeks and started conquering. But the mindset wasn't good. Only Caleb and Joshua, they had the right mindset. So God had to delay. And then later, I mean, we just watch this, and God is working, and he's finding the right people, and then it says, I found a man according to my heart. That's in 1 Samuel, I believe. He says to Moses, God says to Moses, to Samuel, he says, why are you still grieving about Saul? I found somebody else that will replace him. God found. That's a very interesting word. And also the Bible says that God looks to see. His eyes go to and fro to find certain type of people. The Bible also says that he is looking for people that will worship him in the spirit and truth. God is always constantly on the lookout, whatever that means. There is another verse that says that the spirit of man searches what's inside of man. That's 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 10 or chapter 2, 10, verse 10. And he says also that the Spirit of God searches the depths of God. There is this searching, because I think it's searching because we are eternal. We are, the capacity is unlimited. So that's why God has to search in us. He found David. I always wonder, did he find David or did he make David to be like he is? I believe he found David because that's what he says. So he looks for people that will respond to his call. I heard the story that Bonnke said, God, you're giving me this massive ministry. Why me? Why did you choose me? And God responded to him that you are the third person that I was grooming or working with, but it didn't work out. And then through Bonnke's ministry, as far as I remember, there is something like 70 to 90 million people that got saved, registered salvations. So God has a plan in his mind, and it's an individual plan, or it could be a group plan or a family plan, or it could be a nation plan. I mean, he has plans for everybody. And then he fulfills it. And how do we help him? By obedience, by unconditional obedience. There is another element. There is a sin in the Bible that's called divination, which means to look into the future illegally. So when we ask God, God is telling you, do this for me, start this ministry, start this business, talk to that person, and we say, God, why? Tell me why. Tell me what the result is going to be like. But God is not telling you. Sometimes he does, but sometimes he doesn't. And if he doesn't, and you still want to illegally, you know, you want to twist God's arm and say, no, tell me what the future is going to be. Tell me if I write this book that is going to be successful. That is a form of divination. I heard this thought a while ago and it really stuck with me. So God has plans for us and he wants us to be very, very successful. I mean, he's telling us to fulfill, like in Deuteronomy, I'm reading Deuteronomy right now. He says, keep the law so you would have a long and happy and fulfilling life on this earth, on the promised land. It's about good life. It's about good life on this earth. We're not just saved and going to heaven. So God wants us to have a good, happy life, you know, whatever the 70, 80, 90 years, whatever the life is. And we do this by working with God, by helping him in a sense that, okay, God, what is that? You know, Romans says to be a living sacrifice. Why a living sacrifice? Why does God want us to do His will so good, so badly? Because His thoughts are above ours. Because His plans are above our plans. We are like in our little sandboxes, you know, like a chicken scratching everything around and just looking for that worm, for a little satisfaction. But God has amazing, unthinkable plans. Ephesians, I believe it's 3:20. He says that He can bless us abundantly more than we can ever imagine. And that's for His glory. But how do we do this? We help God by listening. So my action plan. God told me to write a book, actually several books. So instead of waiting for the right circumstances, and God will create the circumstances, but I want to do it quicker. Plus, an interesting thought that somebody shared, that writing a book is certain investment. It's an investment that will produce some income. I don't know, big income, small income, large income, huge income, we'll see. But that's an investment. Building a company, I will do what I can. I will give the energy. I will help people how I can. I will treat it as a church, you know? But I will do what I can. And God determines the success. God determines if this is going to be a multi-million company, multi-million dollar company, multi-billion dollar company. The effort, I will still work hard. He will decide who to send to me and so on. And I will try to be, you know, the most helpful I can be to people, to clients and so on, to have a good experience, to be the answer to people's prayers. And I encourage you to do the same. God at some point told you a one thing or many things to do them. Don't put them on the shelf. Go to the shelf, dust this thing off and just say, God, what is my next step? And also try not to do it in your wisdom. I started Library of Lives in 2016, I believe. I couldn't drive. God's presence was so strong in my van, in my car, in a rental car, that I just couldn't drive. So I pulled over and God told me to make videos. And I was so excited that I came home and I hired people for video, for audio, for, you know, scouring the internet. I was paying my sister to scour the internet to find questions that people need answers for. And I basically hijacked what God wanted me to do. All He told me is to make videos, but I didn't go to Him and didn't ask Him, what is the next video? What is the next step? So we need to be with God. We need to be walking in step. We need to be working with Him, collaborating with Him, and finding out what is His heartbeat, as they say. What is God's plan? What book does He want me to write? Not what book I want to write. But if God told me that He has a plan for me to write a book, then I need to know what He wants me to write about. If God has a plan for me to do a business or a school or have a child or travel somewhere or give some large sum of money to people, whatever it is, find out from God what is His plan. Because if God told you to write a book, but you write a totally different book, you didn't help God. You delayed the plan. God knows all our circumstances. God knows the flavor that we will bring to the table. God knows if we are a businessman or if we are a chill person, if we are a very introverted person or we are very extroverted and excited person. God knows all these things. God made us. The Bible says that He knitted us in our mother's womb. But there are things that I believe God still discovers together with us, about this world. I mean, it sounds kind of maybe strange and so on, but because we are eternal, everything is eternal. Everything is unlimited. In a sense, I believe we are unlimited. Our potential is unlimited. And God is, I mean, really, I have the same 24 hours as all these people that make billions of dollars or make these amazing things. So it's the same 24 hours. So let's use them to the highest potential. And it's done. Jesus says, if you are on the vine, on me, if you abide in me, you will do things that are worth it. But if you're not on the vine, you will do things that are not worth it, they're meaningless for God's kingdom and so on. So let's help God. I call you to help God to fulfill your life, the best thing through your life. May God bless you. Amen.